Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Frolics on the air, on the world. Well, I don't know what's going on, but outside my window, they're shooting firecrackers off. Somebody's got a calendar that doesn't work. I don't know who it is. Well, let's see. It's tomorrow is September 20th. Would you believe it? Already? October, November. 3 months. A little over 3 months to Christmas. Now, anybody out there, let's see, we got about 85,000 listeners. Anybody out there who wants to get ready for Christmas, you know, if you have any ideas of getting me a Christmas present, you know, just don't forget about them. You know, I thought I was going to say something else, huh? Don't forget about them. Keep that idea and let it grow in your mind. Keep it in your brain and just let it grow and grow and grow and let it fester. Yeah. Oh, we got a great show coming up. Gonna do some honeymooners. You know, you ever have a fight with your girlfriend or your wife? I'm the boss of the house. Well, now remember, if you're the boss of the house, that means you gotta pay the other people. The boss pays people, doesn't he? All right. Boss of the house coming up. Honeymooners. We got a good Red Fox skit. You know, glasses. You see, Red's got all, he's got a whole drawer full of glasses, and he doesn't want anything to go to waste, so he starts this company, Seal. Seal, not Seal, Seal. Yeah, that's the name of the company. So we're going to tell you about the Seal company. And then Gabriel's hanging around. I don't know. I think they let him out of jail. I don't know. He's hanging around out back there. He must be the one with the firecrackers. Oh, and then we got Pat Cooper commenting on Guide Dog Month. Ooh, that ought to be interesting, huh? Pat Cooper, Guide Dog Month. Hey, you think you're blind? There's a guy with two dogs just walked into the wall. Yeah, all right. All right, Insight Frolics, and our engineer is lost in space. Oh, at least she's lost somewhere. I don't know. So we have to stall. We have to stall until she comes in with the music, see? So we can get some music. All right. So, Inner Sight brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. That's right, Silo, yeah. Now, you go down there and, by the way, they're moving. Don't ask me what the new address is because I don't know it. I don't even know what the old address is or any address of Silo. I never knew an address of Silo. Would you believe it? Anyway, I can give you the phone number. You can call them up and ask them. 631-880-7929, Silo. Silo, say hi. Will you cut that out? sigh. And we had a friend, see, I got to tell you about it. We made up a song about her. Her name was Valerie. Yeah. Well, anybody's name could be Valerie, right? But this woman, whatever she was, she was the most obnoxious, stupidest person that you ever wanted to meet, you know. Remind me of Lauren Hardy in The Female Gender. What's that? A female, if you ever wanted to meet a female Lauren Hardy, you know, she was the one. Female Lauren Hardy. Rolled into one. The two of them rolled into one. Anyway, we made up a song. How much for that? Anyway. Let's see. Inner Sight brought to you by James Bahamundi, attorney. Yeah. Imagine if, well, that would be something. You know, he uses a wheelchair, you know. Yeah, he was, became disabled in the Marine Corps. But imagine if he went down to a court and he couldn't get in. Imagine if a disabled attorney couldn't get into the court to do his case. Boy, I bet you that would make the news. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Inner Sight. James Bahamundi at 516-783-9662. Yeah. Why do some people talk like that? 783-9662. You ever hear? Who talks like that? There was that guy. Who was that? That stupid show. You ever watch that stupid show when you were a kid? Sesame Street. Now, why did they call it Sesame Street? I mean, you got to sit there and watch it and eat. What do you eat, halva? When you watch Sesame Street. Two. All right. Inner Sight brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Yeah. And buy a house, sell a house. Oh, by the way, the house next to me, where I live. Now, you know, I don't see so good, so. It looks like there's a sign up on the lawn, and then it looks like there's some kind of a barrier across the driveway, like they closed it off or something. I think they condemned the place.
No, they just repaired the driveway.
It looks condemned. With a sign. It's got a sign over there that says, do not the trespass in here, condemner. What? That's what it says. The grandpa he says, no trespass. And what? What are you talking about, grandpa? Over there, put this sign over there in the condemner, no trespass. So there's a sign over there by that house with a those little things they put up across the driveway to keep out the little sweet animals. Well, I'd rather have the little sweet animals in there than have the driveway. Oh, yeah, any day. I'd rather have animals in my driveway than cars any day. Any day of the week. Give me all kinds of, give me ducks, geese, you know, birds, cats, dogs, parrots, anything. Snakes. Even snakes are better than cars.
Birds.
Yeah. Mind a couple of leopards either. All right. Wow. All right, in a sight. I don't know what's up with the house next door, but we'll try to find out. It looks like it's been condemned. Maybe the whole block is going to be condemned. Who knows? I know one thing. These houses on this block are built so wimpy. One good wind and that's it. They're all gone. Oh, I used to live in a beautiful brick solid house. That thing was built way back when, before Jesus, you know. When they knew how to build houses. So the duck and the cat were there too. Now that was a house. That thing was solid brick, oak floors, and they had to go up with a line in the way up in the roof to get the squirrel out of there because he went in there and he made a nest in there all the time that they're trying to get the squirrel out, saying, no, leave him alone. I'm rooting for the squirrel, see, rather than the landlord. Anyway, we had a guy come in, and he was dedicated not to hurt the squirrel, so nice guy. My buddy Andy. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster of Auntie Oquendo. Go an extra mile for a child. Yeah, that's the Inner Sight way. Yeah, get rid of all these stupid organizations that don't know what they're doing and don't want children around. Get rid of them. All right. What else we got? Oh, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house. They're celebrating the 4th of July outside. They're a little late, but they're getting it in anyway. Oh, I know what it is. Maybe they got the Alzheimer's. And they read the calendar wrong. That's probably what it is. With the Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's. What? Alzheimer's. What's that, Rob? It's a fellow named Al who's an old timer. Fellow named Al's an old timer. Wait a minute, I thought there was something going on with the brain. Well, when you said the brain, I knew you meant not. Alzheimer. Alzheimer? Wait a minute. Wasn't he in the last war? Of course he was in the last war. How do you think he got in this war? They promoted him. We have a guy in a sewer named Alzheimer, and he's in no condition to be in the war. Why is that? He's been walking in too much muck and mire. Get out! Some people, muck and mire. Oh, muck and mire. All right, Inner Sight. What else we got? Brought to you by the Beccaro's. Beccaro's Italian Tavern. 1020 Park Boulevard. 1020 Park Boulevard. Beccaro's. Imagine you had a robot. And pretty soon they're going to have robots doing the commercials on radio and television. Imagine. And Beccaro's Italian Tavern, 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa, New York. What? Massapequa, New York. Wait a minute. What is the matter with you? And nothing the matter with me. I'm perfectly normal. There's something wrong with you. I am a robot. You're a what? A robot. a robot. That's what I say. It ain't my rabbit. Master Beagle Bug, New York, 516-798-11555. Imagine if you had a commercial like that and you had to sit there with your computer and figure it out. Holy smokes. Boy, I tell you one thing. Because of the internet, a lot of these stores are going downhill. Oh, yeah. You can't go into a store and buy anything anymore. You got to buy it online now. The stores are empty. Have you noticed how many stores are going out of business? Pretty soon, there's not going to be any stores. And every town is going to turn into a ghost town. You ever see those ghost towns in the Old West? You got a couple of old guys hanging around with 10-gallon hats and old six-shooters that don't work. Well, that's what you're going to have eventually with these internet taking over. You buy things online. You're going to have a couple of guys in every town with a couple of 10-gallon hats. They're going to be talking like this. See, now listen, partner. I've been here for 48 years. I ain't never seen nothing like it. See, my mother was here, and my father. And they got so bad that my mother and father had a fight. They never had a fight in their life. What happened? Well, I tell you, my father went and got his shotgun. My mother went in and got her six-shooter, and it got so bad they shot it out. You mean they shot it out over the laptop? That's right, over the laptop. Well, I hope they're all right. Well, let's just put it this way. They both went to the land beyond. Beyond where? Oh, shut up. Gabriel is in the land beyond. Well, they had to let him out. Yeah, he went before the judge, see. And the judge said, you know, nice judge. The judge says, give me a peppermint to settle my stomach. And the bailiff said, hey, Your Honor, all right, sit down. Now, who's this fella, Gabriela? Gabriel, Your Honor. Gabriel, well, whatever his name. Who's Gabriel? That's me, sir. Me, Your Honor, me. Oh. Well, now, according to this report, you went with yourself behind the place over there with the coffee, and now, wait a minute. If you went with yourself, then how come you're here? Where did you go?
I'm sorry, Ron. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
You didn't mean what?
I didn't mean to go.
You didn't mean to go. Well, why did you go in the first place? Now, listen. I don't want to hear about this story. I've got a bad stomach. And my wife is 87 years old, and she's having a baby. Now, listen.
What? Oh, 87? Oh, my God. Dude. Boy, you must have went...
Shut up! Now, listen. I'm going to issue this order, see? And not only don't I ever want you to went with yourself again to go, but don't go near that place ever. You hear me? Stay away from it.
Yes, sure, I hope you have a boy or a girl.
Get out of here!
All right. Inner Sight, brought to you by Toro Law Center.
631-761-7000, Toro. Yeah. If you get in trouble, don't call me, call them. I walked into the health store. Teasing one of the girls, I said, if you get locked up, don't call me. I haven't got any bail money. I'll call you. She said, well, how are you going to call me if I'm locked up? I said, now you got it, baby. Now leave me alone. Now, who else we got? Well, if we ever get an engineer, maybe we get some music. Red Fox with the Seal. The Seal Glass. Seal Glasses Company coming up. And we got Gleason with the I'm the Boss of the House. Boy, the girls will love that one. And let's see. Gee, man, I hope now is not listening. Boy, am I going to get a ripple of emails or something from now. Why do they call it now? What do those letters stand for something? Now, I know why they call it now, because a woman gets mad here. Now, you're going to get yours, you son of a bitch, now. That's why they call it now. N-O-W. Let's see. What does the letter stand for? Anybody know? Now. New York. Woman. Organization or something. I don't know. What do I know? Now. Used to hear a lot about them in the 60s. Oh, remember when the women, they used to go out and burn their bras? All the guys that were, you know, you ever noticed that you had more guys than women at those demonstrations? Sure. They wanted a free look. Go ahead, baby, burn it. You know, burn it. Take it off. Throw it. Burn it. Go ahead. And cheering on these women, you know. And the cops are standing there. And, you know, the cops got to protect these women, you know. Boy, they love that job. So many guys put in for overtime, they couldn't pay them. Woo. Go ahead. And one girl standing there with a big ass torch, and she started a bonfire of I don't know, a couple of hundred bras. Everybody was throwing their bra in the pot. Now, what I couldn't figure out, why did they do that? Does anybody know? I don't know why they did that. What was the part? What did that accomplish? I mean, you know, what does that mean? They didn't want to be a woman, or didn't like being a woman? I don't. I never could get the full understanding of that. Why they did that? But anyway, I never went to any of those rallies. I don't know. I don't know what I was doing at the time. But anyway, all right, Inner Sight. Around the world, sign our petition. We got two of them now. Guide Dog Month, change.org, Inner Sight, sign the petition. And now you got the one, get rid of these nursing homes. Ugh. They're horrible. You know, there's more gas in a nursing home than you'll ever find anywhere in any other institution. Yeah. A national survey on farts to rot has it's true, you know. You go on the website, click on farts to rot. Some guy had this on the news. I couldn't believe it. Fox Tarot. There's more gas in nursing homes than in any other establishment in this country. Yeah, that's true. You know why that is, right? Well, you know, you have a lot with stomach ailments, and they eat bad food, and they're given a lot of food that they're probably allergic to, you know? And therefore, it produces gastritis. Yeah. All right. There's an unknown fact that you won't hear anywhere else. Only on Inner Sight. All right. Around the world, who did I leave out? Inner Sight. Nobody starved on Long Island. Oh, yeah. Except me. Oh, my dog is here. Hello. My girl. She don't like firecrackers. Alright. Nobody stops on Long Island. Gary. 631-484-3085. Alright. Do you want to find out about dog food, cat food, all that stuff. You know. All right. The engineer, I don't know what happened to her, where she is, but we're going to do the honeymoon skit and the red fox. Oh, and if we get an engineer, if we're lucky enough, we'll have Louis. Louis can come by and, sound off on the show. All right. Well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege to introduce one of the greatest comics that I'm presenting on Guide Dog Month. My dear friend, Mr. Pat Cooper. Pat, welcome to the show. Inner Sight. Yeah, thanks, Mikey. You know, I don't want to come on this show because you're so annoying, you know? What I ought to do is put you on an island. I am on an island. I'm on Long Island. Yeah, put you on Short Island. You know, so people don't have to be annoyed with all this stuff. Anyway, Guide Dog Month. We're all going to the dogs. We're all dogs. They got a lot of human dogs, you know. They're walking around with four paws and a tail. The only thing is they don't know where the tail is and where the four paws are. Yeah. It's all backwards. So listen, these schools, you know, I hear you talking a lot about them. And they ought to really straighten themselves out. Yeah. When you go to the school, train with the dog, why don't they let you bring your dog with you? Bring your dog with you? Yeah, to train. Well, you know, or drop the dog off in the morning and pick it up at night. You mean train the dog while the person is working or whatever? Well, yeah, why not? They do that. I heard about that the other day. Well, how are you going to train the dog if the blind person's not there? Oh, that's easy. You get a blind robot. I'm a blind robot. I'm hired. I'll do the job. A blind robot. Who's that? That's the blind robot. Oh, why does he sound like he's a backwards gay guy? Backwoods gig. I don't know. Wait a minute, Pat. Now, how do you expect this blind robot to operate? Well, it's simple, see? You get the blind robot, you bring the dog, you drop the dog off at the school, and you introduce the dog to the blind robot, and you put the harness in the hand of the robot, And you say, now go ahead. Like, oh, and this robot walks the dog, or the dog walks the robot, and, Yeah, you see, the only thing is, Pat, a robot is usually made out of steel and all that. If the robot bangs into something, it's not going to get, you know. But if the blind person bangs into something because the dog's not trained right, boy, forget it. That's going to go up in smoke. And I don't mean cigarettes either. You did it. A blind robot. The school can watch the robot work the dog, see? That way you save money and you don't need a person. And then they got the remote cars. You know, you can drive the remote car, let the robot drive the car to the site and work the dog. A blind robot with a remote car working a dog. Very interesting. Maybe we ought to patent that idea. Nah, you don't need a patent. You just need an idiot to do it. A stupid person. You see, you got plenty of them working for those agencies. Just grab one of them by the neck and say, come here, you. You know. Now, you're going to work this blind robot with the car, you see. This is an easy job for you. You just sit down in your house. Here's the remote control. Well, Pat, I got to tell you, I think they're so stupid they wouldn't be able to do it. Well, then you do it. Oh, well, we put Braille on the remote control, and that's it. Braille the control. That way you can feel your way through the whole thing. Well, listen. See what you can do with that robot idea. See, drop the dog off. Let the dog be trained by the robot. And then the only thing is, you got to give the blind person a recording. A recording. Sure. Because if the robot's going to talk like that, when the dog goes back to the blind person, that's the voice that the dog is going to listen to. You know something, Mikey? You're a maniac. You know that? You ought to be institutionalized in an Italian restaurant. Get out of here.
Robot. Working the guide dog. Woo! Hey, funny, wouldn't it? Imagine if you saw this steel thing clanking along the street and making all kinds of noise. Working the dog, and the dog is guiding the robot.
Left turn. Go straight. Fooey.
They don't use that word anymore. It's an old German word they used to use. Fooey. All right. In a sight, we lost our engineer. So who knows? I think she got lost in the bathroom. Or maybe the bathroom got lost in her. I don't know. You know. But the cat and the duck are here. And, well, at least Gabriel got out of jail. You know. And let's see. What else we got? All right. In a sight, we got Sanford and Son. I want to do this skit so bad that I'm going to go for, remember that term, gopher? You ever hear that term? That used to be a big term in years ago in show business, you know?
if a person wanted to be an actor or a comedian or whatever in the old days, he'd become a gopher. You know? And he would sit in the office. Joe Franklin, he used to have gophers sitting around. You know, they wanted to be on radio or television, and they would cater to Joe, you know, Joe Franklin. And you would send this gopher out to get whatever. It was a gopher. He had to go for coffee or to the bank or pick something up, you know. That was a funny term, wasn't it, gopher? Everybody thought a gopher was an animal. It's not an animal. It's a person that goes for things. A gopher, all right. So Fred had Grady. Grady was a gopher many a time, you know. Hey, look here, Grady. I want you to be my gopher. A what? A gopher. A gopher? Well, what's that, Fred? That's a fellow who goes out and finds things and get things and bring it back. Oh, well, what you want me to get, Fred? I want you to get 25 pounds of wire. 25 pounds of wire? Are you crazy? No, I need it. What for? For my Seawall company. Seawall? What's that? Well, you see, let me explain to you, Grady. I got all these glasses here in the drawer. You know my drawer with all the glasses? Yeah. You got one for me? Oh, yeah, of course I got one for you. But I found a use for all these here glasses, see? Now, Lamont told me I'm crazy to collect all these glasses, but I finally hit it. I hit it big. I'm going to get rich with all these glasses. I'm starting the Seawall Company.
Seawall?
Yeah.
Well, what's that?
Well, with one pair of glasses, you can see all. You don't have to have a glasses to read, a glasses to go out, a glass to stay in, a glasses to jump around. One pair does it all. That's why I call it the see all.
Well, how do you know they're going to work?
Of course they're going to work. See, what you got to do? You adjust them. That's why I need the wire.
Oh. Well, Fred, I don't know. What if a person is blind?
Ain't going to be blind when you wear these glasses. Not with the Seawall.
Well, I don't know about that. I knew a fella, he was blind and he had these big, thick glasses. And he still didn't see. And he went over to the bar, and he was sitting down there, and somebody bought him a whiskey, and he couldn't see the whiskey, so he spilt it all over, and they bought him another whiskey, and it went all over him, and everybody thought he was drunk because he smelled from whiskey. Well, he wasn't drunk. He was blind.
What happened to him?
He keeled right over the bar and died.
Oh, you talking about, what's his name? Jackson.
Wardell Jackson. Yeah, that's him.
Well, too bad. Because with these Seawalls, he would have been able to see everything. $25 a pair.
What's going on in here?
Oh, hi, son. I'm finally going to hit it big. I'm going in the glasses business.
Glasses? What are you talking about, Pop?
I'm talking about these glasses, see?
the Seal Glasses Company. Are you crazy? You can't sell glasses. You got to have a license for that.
I don't need a license. I got charisma.
You're going to get in trouble, and you're going to drag this poor man into it. Don't listen to him, Grady. Oh, but I'm going to get me a pair of Seals, and I'll be able to improve my vision so I can see for real what Fast Fanny looks like. Fast Fanny. Woo! That was funny with that Fast Fanny episode. You know, where Fred got all his old-time friends together. They were all dancing around, and the girls came in, and all the guys fell asleep. All right, in sight, Follies. Let's see, Able News with the Sues. Sure, hope she didn't drown in the bathroom, or have trouble getting her out of there. Yeah, well, the other day she was on red alert. The cops came to the house. Yeah. The alarm went off. Imagine having to sit around with an alarm and never knowing a damn thing's going to go off. A stupid alarm. If I ever get to the point or I need an alarm or some kind of a brain scan or something or some kind of a, you know, anything attached to me, just take me out back and shoot me. I don't want none of that stuff in my life. I want a simple, sweet, clean life. Just me and the dog. That's it. You and me and a dog named Blue. Will you cut that out? Yeah. All these things they got, these stupid. You ever hear these stupid commercials on television? They got them on the phone too. When if you dial the weather, you know what you got to listen to? Get your medical alert now. Don't fall down and be alone and nobody will know that you fell. Medical alert will alert the proper authorities. Yeah, they'll come in and steal your money. You stupid. Yeah, they got this medical alert stuff. You know, where you gotta put this, you wear this bracelet. Or a pendant. Well, you've heard that stupid commercial. I've fallen and I can't get up. You know who that is on that commercial, don't you? I've fallen and I can't get up. That's right. That's Gabriel. I can't get up. Help me. Help me. Well, maybe you shouldn't get up. Maybe you need some sleep. Catch up on your sleep, you know. I think people ought to have a dog rather than a medical alert. Get them a good dog.
Yeah.
Get rid of that medical alert. Get a good dog. It'd be better off.
Yeah. I agree.
Sure. A
you
dog will help
you.
A dog won't call the cops.
That's the truth. But you know what just happened to me? The oxygen was not working. I had a little emergency here.
Oh, what else
then
is
I'm sitting
new?
Here. I know. There's always freaking emergency in my life.
Well.
Oh my God. The water that's coming out of this oxygen is unreal. I have to keep it away from my nose because it's putting water down my throat.
Oh.
Right now. Yeah.
Well, that might help.
No.
Water. Water's
no,
good
not in this session. Not in this fashion.
Well, why don't you? I got an idea. I can make a lot of money with that.
Yeah.
Sell it to the agencies.
Yeah. Put water up their nose.
Tell them here. Get a little taste of what we go through.
Mm. Oh, wait. I got it. This is funny, actually. I call Homba, right? And I say to him, you know, about the what was happening, you know, with the police officer, right? And he says to me, "Oh no! Oh my God! Wow! Wait! There's more." So he says, "I'm gonna check with H. I'm gonna check with HKMC, and I'm gonna find out if there's some kind of communication device."
He's going to check with who? H-who?
H-K-N-C. Helen Keller National Center.
H-K-N-C?
Yep,
well,
Helen
what
Keller
does that
National
stand
Center.
For?
Ralph.
Hope
Helen
that doesn't
Keller.
Stand for the hell with you. And
that's exactly what it stands for. Helen Keller National Center.
Helen Keller? Well, she can't have you. She's dead.
I know.
No matter with those people. Why don't you just send Pat Cooper over there and make you laugh, you know?
That would have been better.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, he's going to check with Helen
when
Keller.
I told him
what
the thing
kind
that,
of...
But the thing that blew his mind is when I told him they were going to take the an axe and break down the door. He goes, oh.
Yeah.
I go, oh, my God. Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, maybe that would have been good. They have to give you a new door, and while they're fixing the door, get rid of the wall, and it'd be more accessible.
It'd be more room, yeah.
That's
getting
it.
In and out of the house.
Sure.
I might need a new door anyway. Well, that's what Phyllis said. You might need a new door anyway. That's what I know.
Well, then they should have axed it. Oh, you heard that expression? Give them, you got the axe.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't that mean you got fired or something?
Yeah. Well, he said to me, "You're lucky you had the door." I had the door open for a little fresh air. Sometimes I just leave that and I don't put the air conditioner on. Just because, you know. It's good for sure. Guess who I learned it? You.
No, give me a little honeymoon of music while you're at it.
All right, let me find this.
If you can find it.
Ow, sorry. Sorry about that. Let me get to the honeymoon music.
I can imagine
right,
what kind of help
here
they're going to give you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's so loud. Is it loud? Is it too loud?
No.
No? Okay. Wow. It keeps varying.
Here it is, right here. It's right here, right here in the paper. Everything you said.
Open the paper. Well, what do you say?
Oh, here, Al. Did you read it? Right here, see? I am the boss of the house.
Wow.
How could you? How could I? Because I'm the only man in this town that has the guts to say it. That's how I could. I'm glad Norton brought the paper down here. Because now you know it, and I know it, and he knows it, and everybody knows it, that I'm the boss of this house, and Norton's the boss of his house. Oh, Ralph, I don't know what's going on, but I think you're losing your mind. losing my mind, huh? Losing my mind, huh? You're just jealous because you can't be a boss. That's what it is. You can't be a boss, so you're jealous. And now I'm going upstairs, and I'm going to get Norton, and we're going to get drink this bottle of wine and celebrate the emancipation.
Proclamation.
Come on, pal. Sit down. How about a drink of wine? Ooh, I wouldn't mind if I had a little snort there. I had a hard day in the sewer. Yeah. There you are. Gee, Ralph. Phew. This wine is pretty strong there. Did you tell, did you show Trixie the paper? Oh, yeah. What happened? Well, I escaped with a narrow margin of my life. What do you mean? Well, she was standing next to the meat cleaver, see, and boy, I had to run. Shoo!
Bing bang.
Yeah, well, don't worry about that. We'll straighten her out later. Well, Ralph, if you don't mind, I'm going down the store. I got to buy some Sir Lancelot armor to go up there.
Sir Lancelot.
Lancelot armor. What's the matter with you? What are you, a yellow belly?
Yellow belly?
There you are. Have another drink. Hey, it's a very amusing bottle of wine, Ralph. How about a little song? A little song, yeah. Now, wait a minute. I got a pitch pipe in the bathroom. I gotta get the pitch pipe. Get a pitch pipe in the bathroom. Wait, Ralph. That's not a pitch pipe. That's a toilet paper holder. Toilet paper holder in the bathroom. Toilet paper. I had a dream, dear, you had one too. Do up. You tell me your dream. Woo-hoo. I had a nightmare. I'll tell you mine. Well, there they are. There they are, Trixie. The two bosses. Ossified. And they can't give any more orders. All I got to say is, here's a toast. To the two bosses who used to be.
Used to be?
All right. In a sight with the...
the
<phallic. laughs> with the honeymoon. That was funny, that episode.
Yes, it was.
hey, we got... Is Louie on the line? We got Louie?
Hold on, let me look. I was going to just look at that.
Maybe you can find Louie.
Yeah, hang on. Here he is. Coming on.
All right.
Yay!
Louie!
Carino!
Hey,
Louie. Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I have a dream. Do up.
I think I have a mute button. You know that. I have the power.
You don't have a mute button, you crazy.
I have the power of a mute button, both of you.
Yeah. I used to go to voice lessons.
My name is Ed Norton.
When I was at the lighthouse studying voice, I think Gabriel was there.
you mean Gabriel? Oh yes.
Yeah, because there was a guy. He always used to go, and the teacher said,
no, 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 no,
open your mouth and go, and this guy was going,
Gooba, 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 gooba.
Oh, my God.
The teacher would say, oh, no.
My ears are bleeding. Guys.
Hey-o. Hey-o.
What did you guys drink tonight?
The teacher sounded like a crow.
You guys sound like a crow now.
And this kid never got it. He kept going,
oh,
no, brown cow. And then he said, it said, oh, my mother gives me voice lessons.
I am going to have voice lessons.
Oh,
I heard you, Ronald. Yes. Sure, you need to take voice lessons when you need practice. In the bathroom.
In the bathroom,
that's it. Got the echo in the bathroom.
Yeah, lock them in.
Hey, we used to practice in the bathroom when we were kids.
That's the best area.
With
you know, the
acoustics
is absolutely perfect in the bathroom.
Yeah, with the echo.
Good.
Then we used to go down the subway.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, the subway was the big, Mr. Brown would come along with the club and he'd bang it on the tiles and everybody would run, you know.
Seven little girls. Sitting in the back seat, kissing and hugging with Fred.
Yeah.
I say I love living triple carburetor. All together now, 1, 2, 3. Keep an eye on your driving, keep your eye on the wheel, keep your soupy dry on the road ahead. We having fun, sitting in the back seat with the follies on inner sight. Yeah.
Where'd you get that song?
Poe Evans. It's a Poe Evans song.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So what's up, Lou? Have you been out to Spanish Harlem lately?
I gotta go there. I might go tomorrow or next Saturday. Stop off Puerto Rican music. Look around.
Oh yeah. Hey, listen, Lou.
Yeah.
I got a great idea for you. See.
Yeah.
I got a great idea for you, Lou. You take the conga drum, see? The conga.
Yeah.
Now, you can get famous doing this, you know. You take the conga drum, and you go over to New York City, see? And you go up on the roof.
Yeah. I'm not going on the roof, you crazy. I'm going on the roof, you got your
cuckoo fuck.
You go up on the roof and you start playing the rumba, the conga, up on the roof. See?
You know what?
Boy, will you get a lot of attention. You all the newspapers are coming.
He's in jail, and his father can't get him out then. Don't give him that.
Oh, they're not going to put him in jail. His father's
no,
a cop.
I don't
want
to go to jail. Get out of here. Prison, no, thank you. I'm going to female prison.
Hello. Oh, female prison. Okay.
You know?
Hey, ladies, don't, you got to sit up. I ain't going to lay down on no ladies when I'm taking a nap while I'm in prison. I can't breathe. He's driving me crazy. I can't breathe. I say he's trying to catch me. Jack, get up, pull over.
Nah, they'll make you famous. Inner sight means freedom. Africans for the disabled. Television, don't forget Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, Channel 20. Manhattan
Channel
Network,
20,
Network,
yes
1997.
It is.
Oh, yeah. You're
11 o'clock, Wednesday. 300. 11
o'clock, Wednesday. That's a
hey,
spirit
we'll see
channel.
You Monday.
Yep.
We'll
have
you
a weekend.
Gabriel's
love you.
Out of jail. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
We'll see you Monday on the Matter Glad.
Yep.
All right. Inner sight. With Louie with the conga on the roof.
I put him on mute already because he wanted to end the
rent
show.
Rent the roof.
Break the roof. Don't
they used
tell
to
him
call that rent
he's
the roof.
Listening.
Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight. Oh!
Yeah, crazy people. Good night.